Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and Tirim Zechus Menachos Daf Ayin Vav, the seventh parak Ve'el Menachos Nikmasos. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Kol Menachos Tu'unos Shalosh Meos Shifa. All Menachos require 300 rubbings between one's hands, V'chamesh Meos Be'ita, and 500 poundings with one's fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily. But Rabbi Yossi says it's performed b'batzek, with the dough, so it will look pleasant. The Gemara will clarify that Rabbi Yossi means it is only performed on the dough and not on the wheat. A Braisa teaches that he rubs once, pounds twice, rubs twice, and pounds three times, and repeats the sequence 100 times until the Shiva totals 300 and the Be'ita totals 500. Rabbi Yirmi asks if rubbing back and forth is considered one rubbing or two, and this is left unresolved. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that all menachos are brought in groups of 10 loaves, except for the lechem apanim and the chavite kohen gadol, which are brought in groups of 12. Rabbi Meir says all menachos are brought in groups of 12 loaves, except for the breads of the todeh and of the nazir, which are brought in groups of 10. The Gemara explains in the Melchokas. Point number two, Shmuel said, lachmi todeh shava an arba chalos yotza. Loaves of Todeh, which one baked as four large loaves, baking each of the four types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only l'mitzvah, but not critical. The Gemara objects that he must separate Truma from each of the four types, and he cannot take a piece from each loaf because the Torah said, Echod, one, teaching Shol Yitol Parus, that one cannot take a broken piece. It answers that for Shinu Belisha, he separated the Truma during its kneading, so a piece could be taken and the remaining loaf will still be whole. Shmuel's challenge from a Braisa, Kol Menachos, Shariba Binas Chalasan, all Menachos, whose number of loaves was increased, meaning 11 loaves instead of 10, or Shemiat Bemidas Chalasan, or whose number of loaves was decreased, are valid, but those of the Lechem Apanim, Chavite Kohen Gadol, and the breads of the Todeh and the Nazir Kabanas are puzzle. The Gemara answers by proving that Tanaim argue if the numbers of Todeh and Nazir breads are ma'akev. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isarn of flour sifted from three saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 isronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apanim was 24 isronim sifted from 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single isarn of fine flour. The Shtei Lechem is also made from the new crop, but from wheat, which has less chaff and requires less sifting. The Lechem Apanim is made from wheat and from the old crop, so less grain is required to produce the necessary flour. The next Mishnah states that the Omer was sifted through 13 sieves, the Shtei Lechem through 12, and the Lechem Apanim through 11. Rabbi Shimon says there are no set number of sieves. Rather, one could bring flour which was previously sufficiently sifted. A Braisa describes the sequence of the sieves used as alternating between fine and coarse sieves, which remove more flour dust and bran, respectively, than the ones before them. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Kol Menachos Tu'unos Shalosh Meos Shifa. All Menachos require 300 rubbings between one's hands, V'chamesh Meos Be'ita, and 500 poundings with one's fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily. But Rabbi Yossi says it's performed b'batzek, with the dough, so it will look pleasant. The Gemara will clarify that Rabbi Yossi means it is only performed on the dough and not on the wheat. A Braisa teaches that he rubs once, pounds twice, rubs twice, and pounds three times, and repeats the sequence 100 times until the Shiva totals 300 and the Be'ita totals 500. Rabbi Yirmi asks if rubbing back and forth is considered one rubbing or two, and this is left unresolved. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that all menachos are brought in groups of 10 loaves, except for the lechem apanim and the chavite kohen gadol, which are brought in groups of 12. Rabbi Meir says all menachos are brought in groups of 12 loaves, except for the breads of the todeh and of the nazir, which are brought in groups of 10. The Gemara explains in the Melchokas. Point number two, Shmuel said, lachmi todeh shava an arba chalos yotza. Loaves of Todeh, which one baked as four large loaves, baking each of the four types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only l'mitzvah, but not critical. The Gemara objects that he must separate Truma from each of the four types, and he cannot take a piece from each loaf because the Torah said, Echod, one, teaching Shol Yitol Parus, that one cannot take a broken piece. It answers that for Shinu Belisha, he separated the Truma during its kneading, so a piece could be taken and the remaining loaf will still be whole. Shmuel's challenge from a braisa, call Menachos, Shariba Binas Chalasana, all Menachos, whose number of loaves was increased, meaning 11 loaves instead of 10, or Shemiat Beminas Chalasana, or whose number of loaves was decreased, are valid, but those of the Lechem Apanim, Chavite Kohen Gadol, and the breads of the Tod and the Nazir Kabanas are puzzle. The Gemara answers by proving that Tanaim argue if the numbers of Toda and Nazir breads are Ma'akev. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isarn of flour sifted from 3 saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 isronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apanim was 24 isronim sifted from 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single isarn of fine flour. The Shtei Lechem is also made from the new crop, but from wheat, which has less chaff and requires less sifting. The Lechem Apanim is made from wheat and from the old crop, so less grain is required to produce the necessary flour. The next Mishnah states that the Omer was sifted through 13 sieves, the Shtei Lechem through 12, and the Lechem Apanim through 11. Rabbi Shimon says there are no set number of sieves. Rather, one could bring flour which was previously sufficiently sifted. A braisa describes the sequence of the sieves used as alternating between fine and coarse sieves, which remove more flour dust and bran, respectively, than the ones before them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg from Hollywood, Florida. He suggested that Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. When the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Toda offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required 3 saw to sift, to get 1 isaron, a flour. Once again, it's a motion. When the Kohen on IV, that must be on Daf Ayin Vav, intravenous. When the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Menachos Tunos Shalosh Meos Shifa. All Menachos require 300 rubbings between his hands, B'chamesh Meos Be'ita, and 500 poundings with his fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily, but Rabbi Yossi says it's performed B'batzek with the dough, so it will look pleasant. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Toda offering when he recovered, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Lachmi Toda Sha'afa an arba chalos yatza, loaves of Toda which one baked as 4 large loaves, baking each of the 4 types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only a mitzvah, but not critical. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Toda offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required 3 saw to sift, to get 1 isaron of flour, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isaron of flour sifted from 3 saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 Yisronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apanim was 24 Yisronim sifted from the 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single Yisaron of fine flour. So once again, when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Toda offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required 3 saw to sift to get 1 isaron of flour. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blah blah chazara. Dafayim base. So the symbol of Dafayim base is a thick piece. Of a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Belila themed cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be Ron Duff. Ayin Beis. The man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Belila themed cake, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Malchokas that the Omer may be harvested during the day or only at night. So the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Belila themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, which reminds us, Gemara explains the opinion that holds that Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. So the man who did the Ksiras HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiras HaOmer Belila themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiras HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, could smell the scent from the Hector Cholavim wafting from the base of Migdash, since Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita and Shabbos was already overridden from the Shechita of the Karbanos, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Chaviva Mitzvah V'Shaita is only Dorcha Shabbos, where Shabbos was already overridden, since the Shechita of the Karbanos already overrode Shabbos, so it can be overridden again to allow Hekter Cholavim in the preferred time. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanos served in giant ostrich eggs. Giant ostrich eggs? That must be around Daf Ayin Gimel. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanos served in giant ostrich eggs with the source written on them, which reminds us, in the previous daf, the 7th parak began, El menachos nikmatzos b'shirehen l'kohanim. And these are the menachos which are subject to kamitza, and their remnants, the shirayim, are for the Kohanim to eat. It lists 10 different menachos, and the Gemara asks for the source that even the shirayim of barley menachos are eaten by Kohanim. Chizki gives a source, and on this daf, a brisa derives numerous offerings. So the Kohanim eating their portions for Karbanos served in giant ostrich eggs with a source written on them told the Goy trying to bring a Shlamim that it really is an Ola, which reminds us Rav Huna said, Shalmei hov de kochavim olos. The Shlamim Karbanos of idolaters are offered like olos and are completely burned on the Mizbeach. This can be derived from a pasuk or from logic. So, the Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanos served in giant ostrich eggs with the source written on them told the Goy trying to bring a Shlamim that it really is an Ola, and told his friend and fellow Goy bringing wine in a giant egg that he can't bring it on its own but connect it to his Ola, which reminds us, Abraisa Darshan's Ezrach, native to teach, Ezrach may be Nesachim. Only a native may bring Nesachim by themselves without a carbon. Ve'enu ovdir kochavim may be Nesachim. But an idolater may not bring Nesachim by themselves. Yachlotehe olaso and te'unu Nesachim. One could think that his Ola would not require Nesachim to be brought along with it. So the pasuk says, Kacha, so shall be done for every bull and so on, to teach that even an Akum's Ola requires Nesachim. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed, that must be on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bringing his own, Minchas Chota, which reminds us, we learned that a kohen may bring his own karbanos, including a Minchas Chota. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bringing his own minchas chota, while another kohen who had just burned the kamitza from his own minchas chota was scattering the shirayim over the beis hadeshen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the procedure of a minchas chota of kohanim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father that the kometz is burned, but says, v'shirayim mispazrin al beis hadeshen, the shirayim are scattered over the place of the ashes. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bring his own minchas chota, while another kohen who just burned the kamitza from his minchas chota was scattering the shirayim over the beis hadeshen, spotted a kohen pouring wine that was donated as an offering into the shisin of the mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is done with the offerings of wine or oil. Our Mishnah holds the wine is poured into the shisin like the wine of nesachim accompanying a carbon. Daf Ayin Hei, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Hei is an Ama Aretz. So here goes. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Ama Aretz, that must be on Daf Ayin Hei. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Ama Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the procedure of the three oil applications. Is the oil mixed in after they were already made into loaves, or is it mixed in when the mincha is still soulless? So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, which reminds us, the next mission describes the pesisa of a Yisrael's mincha. Kofa echod l'shnaim, shnaim l'arba u'mavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kamitza. A kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kamitza. So the kohen was getting frustrated when the kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokas if hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayas. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayas, and Rav adds that this is only where tarisa denahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we have various opinions about whether harvesting unripe grain is considered katsira? That's on daf. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss? One who separated Meiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them. That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number three. Which daf do we know? The Shlamim Karbonis of Ovdei Kochavim are like Olos. That's on daf. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss? Six practices of the Anshei Yericho, three of which the Chachamim found objectionable. That's on daf. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number five. Which daf brings sources for various offerings that are eaten by Kohanim? That's on daf. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number six. Which daf brings three opinions about the procedure of a Minchas Chota of Kohanim? That's on daf. Ayin Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we have a machlokas if the omer may be harvested during the day? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we have a machlokas if chalos bo'olon or solos bo'olon and the procedure of the three oil applications? That's on daf. Ayin Hay. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss if a motzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayis? That's on daf. Ayin Hay. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether an akum can offer nesachim? That's on daf. Ayin Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.